Hello, Chickadee, and welcome. Within this guided meditation, I will lead you through a visual exercise to connect you with your intuition. To understand this meditation, we first must talk about intuition, where it comes from, and how we are going to connect with our personal intuition. To begin with, intuition is that sixth sense. It is an avenue for information and knowledge, just as your sense of touch, your hearing, they are both avenues of information, ways in which we connect with the world around us and connect with all of the gifts and support that are available to us as we navigate and live our life. More specifically, intuition is a gift from creation, for it is a part of our soul, and therefore comes from our soul. While our sense of touch and our hearing may change from lifetime to lifetime, our intuition is a deep and profound sense, a sense that we carry with us in every form that we take, and when we are not in a form, but are just our soul. Therefore, we will be taking a journey to the home of our intuition, which leads me to this other piece of knowledge we must understand if we are to deeply connect with our intuition. This truth is that our intuition is not created, but it is. We do not need to conjure it out of thin air or attempt to understand it from a human point of understanding, but rather instead all we need to do is to become open to our intuition, to find and discover the home of our intuition and choose to connect with it. At any time you can come back to this meditation or even do this visualization on your own to connect with the root, the home of your intuition. It is from this place we can develop our intuition into different skills and ability, such as psychic abilities or even channeling messages or healing. It is from this home, this place of our intuition, that we can discover more about what it feels like so that we may become aware of it in our day-to-day life. Come to know the feeling of it so that we know when certain thoughts or knowledge comes into our mind that it is coming from an avenue of intuition and not just our imagination or wishful thinking. It will help to strengthen our self-confidence in our intuition so that we may follow it as we pursue our life purpose, our dreams, when we are faced with challenging choices, and even in moments when we use it to help guide those around us. With this understanding of intuition, I would like you to find a quiet and comfortable place to sit or lay down. If you will bring yourself to a comfortable position so that you may draw all of your awareness and focus into this journey. If you will close your eyes, we will begin with a nice deep breath in and out. Another deep breath in and out. As you continue breathing deeply, understand that breathing deeply has two main purposes. The first is that it has been shown scientifically that breathing deeply alters our brain waves. It alters the level of our thinking, allowing us to access hidden and deep parts within ourselves. In addition, deep breathing is an anchoring tool as you travel within your consciousness into your subconsciousness. As we journey to the home of our intuition, any of this might feel foreign, new, and sometimes even a little unnerving as we get to have this new experience. In the process of this journey, by breathing deeply, we anchor ourselves into our body. We slow down the moment and help keep ourselves calm and grounded. It is a tool to help us enjoy this experience as we breathe deeply. With another deep breath in and out. If you'll notice, we are taking our time in the breathing. We are filling our lungs, allowing our body to expand and contract as we pull in the air around us and expel it out. As you continue to breathe deeply, I'd like you to draw your awareness to the bottoms of your feet. It is from this place that we will draw a part of our energy and carry it with us down through the crust of Mother Earth, through her layers, all the way to her iron crystal core. This is our first dimension. It is also the home of all the knowledge that Mother Earth possesses. We will be calling on her to help guide us in this journey. Taking that energy you have traveled with, anchor yourself in with Mother Earth. Ground yourself into your body, into this moment, and into this life that you are living. This anchoring act will help you feel secure just as your deep breathing will, allowing you to fully immerse yourself in this experience, knowing that you are protected, grounded, and safe. At this time, if you will also call in your spirit guides to support you in this journey, they too, like Mother Earth, will support you, guide you, and help you to connect with your intuition. I'll remind you to take another nice deep breath in and out. As I had said, intuition is not created, but rather it is. It is a part of your soul, and when we open ourselves to our intuition, it is a part of our life, guiding us, supporting us. Because intuition is a place, it is a place we can journey to. This journey will help to unlock what your particular style of intuition is, to discover what it feels like, and the manner in which you connect with your intuition, how it speaks to you. From this experience, we can come to know our intuition more deeply, become aware of it more intimately in our day-to-day life, as well as come to know its presence when we call on our intuition to guide us in moments in the future. To begin this journey with your eyes closed, begin by imagining a set of stairs. These stairs lead downward within yourself, deeper and deeper, for we are going to your soul. As you stand at the landing of this stairway, call in your spirit guides to guide you. Express any concerns or any hopes you have about this journey. What is it that you are seeking? Is it to come to know your intuition more, to connect with it, or maybe to further develop it? We're taking this journey to the home of your intuition. Therefore, how the intuition manifests, what you experience, is your personal truth. It is in alignment with your personality. It is in alignment with your needs and desires. Therefore, whatever comes up in this journey, however it presents itself through feeling, sight, or hearing, know that it is the authentic expression of your soul, your intuition. There is no right, there is no wrong answer to this journey, to this experience. Breathing deeply, imagine yourself beginning this journey down the staircase to the home of your intuition. It will lead you through the darkness of unknowing into the place where your intuition resides. As you take these steps one by one, consider them. Are they dusty from disuse? Are they steep? How do these stairs present themselves to you? What can you learn about your relationship with your intuition and your soul? What can you learn about yourself from how these stairs present themselves to you? Breathing deeply, do not feel rushed, but rather instead embrace curiosity and go one by one on these steps. As you walk down this staircase, getting closer and closer to your intuition, you may even begin to feel a change in your identity and how you feel, or even how you see yourself, the awareness you have of yourself. Since our intuition is connected with our soul, we can come to remember more of our core identity when we connect with our intuition, the core personality traits, energy vibrations, talents, passions, these things that are authentic to who we are. By connecting with our intuition, we connect with our personal truth. Through this connection, we can rediscover who we are, what we desire, and what brings us fulfillment. Nearing the bottom of these staircases, they will lead us to the home of your intuition. It is a place. It might be within a forest, like a magical fairyland. It could be by the ocean, like the home of mermaids. Or it might be within a library, home to knowledge and information. It is the place, the home of your intuition, so it will match your authentic truth, your uniqueness, your specialness. As you get towards the bottom of these stairs, open your awareness to any information. It might come first through sound, the sound of a waterfall, or maybe through smell, the smell of old books. Maybe it'll come as more of a knowing. I know I'm here at the home of my intuition. The manner in which your intuition first presents itself to you indicates the first expression of your intuition in this lifetime. While the term psychic indicates this developed intuition, it is an umbrella term. It merely means opening up to that additional avenue of information, knowledge, and guidance. But it might be clairaudient, which means clear hearing. It might mean clairvoyant, which is clear seeing, or claircognizant, which is clear knowing. How your intuition presents itself first, whether it be through sight, touch, smell, hearing, or knowing, indicates the dominant strength of your intuition in this lifetime. While we can further develop our skills, we each begin with a first, a dominant manner in which we access and receive intuitive information. How your intuition first presents itself to you will indicate and give you guidance in how to become aware of your intuition in your life. If it begins with a sound, knowing that if you will hear guidance within your mind, your guardian angels and spirit guides talking to you, when you hear these words, you will know it comes from your intuition. If it begins with sight, you will know that when you see things within your mind's eye, providing answers and guidance, that this is your intuition speaking to you. So how does your intuition connect with you? Are you hearing something? Seeing something? Having reached the bottom of these stairs, it is time to step through, past the darkness, and into the home of your intuition. It is a place imbued with your insight and skill, a place that radiates knowledge and knowing. It is a safe place, a guiding place, a loving space. As the home of your intuition becomes apparent to you, maybe just through sound at this time, immerse yourself in this environment by breathing deeply with a nice deep breath in and out. Feel this space that you are in. Open yourself up to your intuition. Breathe deeply and just be. Be in this space. Be connected. When you are ready, it is time to begin the journey back to your body and to the environment around you. Imagine going once more to these set of stairs and begin the journey from deep within yourself, deep to where your soul resides at your inner core, and begin the journey upward to the world around you. As you make this journey, express gratitude to yourself, to creation. While this is a gift from creation, it is a part of your soul. It is an act of self-love to connect with your intuition, to open up to the knowing, to the love and the guidance of your intuition. So express gratitude for this gift. Express gratitude to yourself for connecting with your intuition as you make this journey up the stairs and back to the world around you. When you are ready, open your eyes and take one final deep breath in and out. Thank your spirit guides for assisting you in this journey. Thank Mother Earth for guiding you and keeping you grounded. At any time, you can return to the home of your intuition. You can further develop your relationship with your intuition by sitting in this space, by talking with your intuition, communicating your needs, questions. You will even hear answers from the home of your intuition, maybe coming from birds if the home of your intuition was in a forest, or finding a particular book covering specific information if the home of your intuition was a library. However your intuition presented itself, maybe first through hearing, and through time will develop into seeing and knowing. However your intuition came forward today, know that it is guiding you, speaking with you. Know that it is a gift from creation, because you are guided, you are protected, you are supported, you are loved.